Good day, everyone. Welcome back to Dreams Warp, the podcast that helps you sculpt your dreams into reality. For this episode, we're going to be talking about five beliefs that can shift everything in your law of attraction practice. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this episode. Hey all, before we get into this, I just need to allow a quick word from a sponsor. Thanks for your patience. All right, everyone, let's go ahead and get into this. My name is George, and if this is your first time here, first I want to say thank you for checking out the podcast. This podcast presents a psychotherapist and Zen Buddhist perspective on the mind and how it manifests your moment-to-moment reality. Ultimately, the podcast is here to help you reshape your mind because as you do, you reshape your life and you can attract more of what you want into it. And you will find on this podcast all sorts of content related to reaching goals, achieving dreams, changing deep-seated beliefs, kind of like what we're going to talk about in this episode, and all kinds of things to help you just live an overall happier day-to-day life. So if you're into that kind of stuff, you've definitely come to the right place. Now, this particular episode is targeted toward individuals. Maybe you're a little bit newer to law of attraction, or maybe you've been using techniques for a little while, but you're finding that you're coming up against some resistance. You're not seeing the results you'd like to see. You're wondering what's going on. And what we're looking at here is five kind of, I would say, almost foundational beliefs. Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Foundational beliefs that I believe need to be adopted in order to really, really take full advantage of other kind of tried and true law of attraction techniques, which you know, we talk about all the time. And these foundational beliefs also will kind of create a more conducive environment to allowing you to create or take more conscious control, let's say, over your life and how it unfolds. So let's go ahead without any further ado and jump into these five. Now, number one, at face value, okay, first sounds a little bit obvious, but as I discuss it, I hope that we can penetrate a little deeper and we can see how we can take this from just a kind of obvious statement to an actual living, breathing reality. So the first one goes like this. It's very simple. It basically says that you must adopt the belief that you are 100% responsible for your life as it is, okay? This includes all your thoughts, all your feelings, all your behaviors, right? And the current conditions of your life. Now, let me be clear why this is so important, okay? I'm going to give you a concrete example. I remember there was a period of time a few years back where I was in a position where I work in a very, very, very large hospital environment. And I was in a certain position within that hospital environment where I was not very happy with the current job that I was doing, with the people that I was engaging with basically the type of work that it was. And I found myself many times complaining about it. You know, I wouldn't say it was all the time, but it was often enough that it made me take notice. And what I realize looking back on that now is that it was very easy for me to point to that job and blame it for the unhappiness that I felt within. And this is exactly what belief number one addresses, is I had to actually reverse this kind of thinking and realize that the job was basically serving a function. It was giving me a justification or an explanation for the unhappiness or dissatisfaction that I already had inside of me. Now, that's a subtle shift. It's a subtle change in the way I look at my life, but it is still a very profound one, or at least it was for me. Now, let me be clear here, because there's something, there's an important caveat here that I want to just point at and just discuss for a second. You know, I often, as I was thinking about putting together this episode, I was thinking, you know, that's in theory, that sounds really good, right? So yeah, if I have a job I don't like, you know, if I continue to point at the job and blame the job for my own unhappiness, then I'm going to stay kind of stuck in it. I have to look at the unhappiness within myself. And as I change within, which is exactly what happened to me, as I changed my inner vibration, I shifted out of that position. And now I have a position that I enjoy much, much more. So now the caveat here, okay, is I try to put myself in other people's positions. And I imagine, you know, what if, right, what if I had a child or a loved one or even me myself who had a horrible illness, you know, and I was very, very distraught about that. It is very, very challenging to look at a situation like that and say, oh, you're just blaming, you know, this situation for, you know, pain and misery that already exists inside of you. That is a little bit of, I wouldn't call that 100% accurate. As I've said here on the podcast, and I don't want to digress too much into this subject right now because it's just going to make this episode way too long. But there are a lot of scenarios and situations in our life that are brought about through many, many different factors, including kind of manifestations that happen between groups of people, manifestations that happen as a result of cultural conditioning, religious beliefs. It can get very, very, very complicated. And again, I don't want to go into all that right now. So I will say that belief number one, the only exception is, if you can kind of frame this in your mind, and I hope this works for you, is that if you have something going on in your life right now that is causing acute, extreme sorrow, suffering, sadness, like a disease, a major trauma, then in those kinds of situations, I would say that most of your attention needs to be given toward healing or taking care of whatever that issue is. When I refer to belief number one, what I'm actually talking about is more of the maybe not so acute kinds of things we have going on in our life, like some dissatisfaction that seems to always follow us around, some area of our life that maybe is not an extremely horrible problem, but it's always kind of weighing on us, nagging on us. We complain about it. That's the kind of stuff I'm talking about, that it's just there, it's consistent, it's persistent, doesn't go away. And I find it's very easy for me to blame that circumstance for my own unhappiness. And again, we need to reverse that and look at changing that dissatisfaction or that unhappiness within ourselves. Because what I've seen often happen is that you fix the issue that you're blaming for your current unhappiness, but if that unhappiness hasn't been resolved within, even if the external situation changes, that unhappiness will find a new justification to explain its existence, to justify its existence. It's just going to project into some other new area of your life. So it's very important to look at our own inner vibration, our own inner world, as I like to call it, and make sure that we are addressing that dissatisfaction and that unhappiness within before we just go trying to change only the external manifestation, because ultimately the external is only a product of our internal or inner world anyway. And we'll get more into that in just a little bit. So that would be, and I realized that was kind of a long one, but I felt it was important to go into that little caveat there. Again, is we are 100% responsible for our thoughts, our feelings, our behaviors, and be aware of how easy it is to blame external circumstances for vibration that we're not cleaning up within ourselves, okay? All right, that would be number one. Number two, let's go into number two. Feelings and thoughts are much, much more powerful when it comes to how we manifest our current, our moment-to-moment reality than the things that appear in our moment-to-moment reality. So to phrase that a different way, the feelings that you have about the things in your life as they are much, much more important than the things themselves. So a good way to kind of put this in a concrete way instead of something abstract is I've had this happen to me where I run across maybe a minor inconvenience in my life. I don't know, maybe a long line or a flat tire or dealing with an unpleasant person at the grocery store, at the bank, at the mall, whatever. you know, these kind of inconveniences that we all deal with sometimes. And I notice that when I go into a situation like that, if I'm already at a very high vibration, I'm very happy, I'm feeling very good, it barely bothers me. I'm like, wow, you know, this person really has an issue. And I just let it go. I walk away from it. However, if I am already feeling down, feeling, you know, unhappy about something else, my vibration's very low, I'm stressed, or I'm just feeling impatient, and then I run across one of these situations, oh my goodness, what happens in my mind is dramatically different. So it's never about the thing itself. It's more the feelings about the thing. And this is so, so important in our practice, because as I've said here on the podcast and on my YouTube channel many, many, many times, is that the most important thing to manifest when it comes to our practice is changes in feelings. That is the most important thing, because ultimately it is those feelings that will eventually lead to changes in our quote unquote external reality. So when we manifest changes in how we feel, we are already successful, okay? It's just about maintaining those changes in those feelings in order to eventually have our perception change, and then the external, or what appears to be external, begins to change, all right? So that would be number two. Feelings about things are way more important than the things themselves. Okay, let me pause here for a quick second before we get into the next three to allow a word from a sponsor. I'll be right back. All right, I am back. Thank you for your patience. So we got over number one, number two. Let's get into number three. Number three is that when it comes to changing some part of your external reality or manifesting something new that you want into your life, thoughts, changing thoughts alone is not enough. I realize there is a kind of, it's almost a cliche, maybe. Yeah, you could say that. Maybe for some people, it's more of a cliche than other people. But you hear it all the time in the psychotherapy world, in the self-help world. Change your thoughts, change your life. I think there was a whole book, maybe by Wayne Dyer, was it? I'm not 100% sure. But it was a book, Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Life. And to me, you know, this is, as I've said before, this is like a half-truth. I believe that changes in your thinking, which are maintained over a significant period of time, you know, as varying a little from person to person. But if you're able to maintain changes in your thinking over time, yes, then those changes, because they're being maintained over time, can start to impact other things, such as emotional states, feelings, and behaviors, which ultimately will lead to change. So in a kind of roundabout way, yes, changing your thoughts over a period of time can change your reality. But I find for myself that changing how you feel, changing emotions, carries so much more weight than just changing thoughts. Now, you can again say that changing your emotions is at least one part having to do with changing thoughts. But what I'm trying to say is that if you are feeling a certain way and you're feeling it very, very strongly, and maybe you've experienced this, if you just go in and try to tell yourself the opposite of what you're feeling, you really start to feel like you're just lying to yourself. You start to feel like you're trying to slip into denial or something, and that doesn't really work. We need to change not just our thoughts, but we need to change, and I love using this word instead of just thoughts, it's changing our beliefs. To me, beliefs, meaning thoughts that you actually believe in, which in another way to put it is thoughts that you actually have emotional investment in. That means that you've actually had some experience where you've proven to yourself that these thoughts are true. That makes a huge difference. Now, if you're able to change your thoughts in a way that leads to new beliefs, okay, meaning thoughts that are changing along with emotions, now you have a very, very powerful combination. I do have a whole video, again, not so I don't make this too long. I have a whole video on my channel that describes the exact process, step by step, for changing beliefs, okay? And you could find that on my channel. Just go to Dreams Warp and look for the Look for the video that says how to change beliefs, exact process, something like that. I'm paraphrasing, but it's something like that. It's a longer video. I think it's like 19 minutes long, but it's definitely worth watching if you're, you know, wanting to know in more detail how you can go about changing beliefs. But again, changing thoughts alone, okay, is not enough. We need to go a little bit beyond that. And as it's just a byproduct of that is as you change your beliefs, okay, not just your thoughts, but your beliefs, which includes emotions, then hopefully you will experience inspiration to take certain actions. And this is where inspired action comes from. Now, that is the best combination. You're changing thoughts, you're changing feelings. A combination of those two would be changing your beliefs. And then you are taking inspired action based on those changes. That is a guaranteed formula for experiencing major success in your law of attraction practice, manifestation practice. Okay, so that'd be number three. Let's go to number four. Number four, the shape of your mind is ultimately what determines the shape of your reality. So I'm going to pull here a little bit from my Buddhism background. As many of you know, I practice Zen Buddhism, and that's kind of the foundation of my whole sort of life, my spiritual life, my mental, emotional life, my beliefs. And again, I always like to say I'm not here to try to convert anybody to Buddhism, but I just feel that a lot of what Siddhartha Gautama wrote, he's like the guy who founded Buddhism. Buddha, by the way, for those of you who don't know, all it means is awakened one. So anyone can become a Buddha. It's just that he kind of was the first one, I guess. So he had a lot of amazing things to say about mind and how it manifests our reality. And one of my most famous quotes of his, if I don't know if it's verbatim, we're talking 2,500 years ago, okay? But he said, and again, this may be paraphrased, he says, when the foot, I'm sorry, let me start that over. The foot feels the foot when the foot feels the ground. Okay, what? The foot feels the foot when the foot feels the ground. What does that mean? So the idea here is that when your consciousness, your awareness, when your foot touches the ground, it never, ever experiences the ground directly. All it experiences is sensations from your foot. So in other words, the foot feels the foot, right? When the foot feels the ground. And this is very profound because what it tells us is that even what we see, right, with our eyes, it's not the true reality. It's not direct perception of reality. It's simply electrical signals coming from the organs that we call our eyes. Same thing with everything that we hear. So from Buddha's or Siddhartha Gautama's perspective, everything we experience is a projection of the mind. He has been known to say that all the universe is mind. So everything you see, everything you touch, everything you smell, everything you taste, everything you feel on your skin, it's all basically a projection. It's all simply coming from mind as your senses interact with a tiny sliver of what is actually out there in this universe. As I've said here many times before and on my YouTube channel, our eyes, for example, only pick up 0.0035% of the electromagnetic spectrum. That's basically light. So think about that, okay? Think about that for 1 second, how mind-boggling that is. Your eyes only see about 0.0035% of what is actually out there. Yet, think about how much we make, how much we create, how much we manifest with so little from our eyes. Same thing with everything that we hear, right? We only hear a certain frequency of sound. Your dog, as I always like to say, can hear more than you. Your cat can hear more than you. Many animals can hear more than you can hear. But yet, we believe or we put so much stock in what our senses tell us. So this is very, very profound in our law of attraction practice because it tells us very clearly, very profoundly that what we are experiencing in our moment-to-moment reality is actually a projection. It's actually something that we are creating, okay, with sensory information that is coming to us, very limited amounts of sensory information that is coming to us. And we're not even talking about how much of that sensory information, the little bit that we get, how much of that is, again, filtered out further by our own habits of thinking, of perceiving, of our cultural biases, our religious biases, our socioeconomic status biases, all these things that further block out sensory information. It's amazing, really, when you think about it. And it goes to show us that as we change these biases, as we change these core beliefs, our whole lives can change. All our manifestations can change just like that. Just by changing our the shape of our minds. The shape of our minds equals the shape of our reality. That's belief number four. And let's do the last one, belief number five. Belief number five, desire is not enough when it comes to our practice. Desire is not enough. Desire, I like to call, is like the first step. It's where you identify something that you want in your life. Oh, I want a relationship. I'd like to have more financial abundance. I'd like to have a better job. I'd like to live in such and such a country. Great. That's step one. You've identified your desire. But now is, how do I change myself to manifest this? That implies a lot more than just desire. It's about changing our vibration, shifting from the wanting to the intention. This is something Abraham Hicks talks about and many other teachers have spoken about. And that's such a profound shift. It's accepting responsibility for the fact that we are creating our reality and then taking the actions, whether those actions are changes in thoughts and feelings or behaviors, to align with that. And that is really the magic behind what we call law of attraction. It's about changing ourselves to align with more of what we want. And that is something that we can do through taking a more active role in learning how our minds work, how we think, how we feel, and how we behave. So I really hope that you think about these five beliefs today and really make sure that they have become self-evident realities for you. Again, be sure to check out all the content here on the podcast. It could help you in making these changes in your beliefs, as well as all the content that's available to you on the YouTube channel by the same name, Dreams Warp. Really want to thank you for listening. Be sure to tune in tomorrow. We'll be doing our Zen stream, and have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your day.